Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Tis the season to be jolly.
Welcome to Advent Encounter, your daily podcast for the festive season from me, Matthew Porter. Welcome to day 24 on the 24th of December. So it's Christmas Eve. Tomorrow it's Christmas Day. That means today is the last day of Advent, so this is my last podcast for the festive season. I hope the last 23 episodes have been helpful. Before I get into today's theme, let me just say thanks for the encouraging feedback. And if you want to comment more, you can do so by emailing me at matthew.porter@belfry.org. I'd love to hear from you. Okay, so, day 24. Today's episode is entitled Advent Time. And today's reading is Luke chapter 2 and verse 6. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. It's nearly time. Time for Christmas. Time to rejoice and celebrate. It's nearly time. Every mother remembers that feeling when it's nearly time. Baby's head is engaged, joints are feeling looser, cramps are just stirring, and your back's starting to ache. It's nearly time. Mary, she knew that feeling that first Advent. She and Joseph are staying in the strange town of Bethlehem. There's no room at the inn, and a baby's coming. It's nearly time. Then, according to Luke, while they were there, the time came, and baby was born. What time was it? It almost definitely wasn't the 25th of December. That was a date later adopted by Christians so that an annual celebration of Christ's birth could take place. We don't know the chronological time, and probably doesn't really matter. What we do know is that it was just the right time. The Apostle Paul, some 50 or so years later, is reflecting on all this as he writes to new disciples in Galatia. Here's what he says in Galatians 4:4. When the fullness of time had come, God sent his son born of a woman. You see, God knew the time and sent Christ in the fullness of time, which means when everything was perfectly ready, it was just the right time. Business consultant and teacher of leadership Jim Collins says this: not all time is equal. Life serves up some moments that count much more than other moments. What Collins means is that timing is important. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ is an expert at timing, especially at big events that change the world, and few are bigger than the birth of his Son, apart from perhaps the death and resurrection of his Son, which Romans 5:6 says took place at just the right time. All this gives us confidence as we approach Christmas, because the God of perfect timing is with us. There's much to be done, but we don't have to rush. We can enjoy our time, savour time, especially those significant moments that become precious memories, because God is in charge of time. He's the ultimate time lord. So let's not allow the phrase God's perfect timing to become some sort of cliche, because it's actually true. God knows the time, and he knows that it's nearly time. So as I close this episode and this podcast, I'm aware this is the last in the series. I do hope you've enjoyed them. May you, this Christmas, be able to say with the writer of Psalm 31, "My times are in your hand," and then trust God for your present and your future. It's Christmas Eve. It's nearly time.